This is program number LW2623. I like Sleeping Beauty. I like Cinderella. Hi, this is Larry West, but I wish their stories were longer. I mean, the only stories we have are the sad parts. Ever thought about that one? When they found their handsome princes, that was the end of their sad stories. They lived happily ever after. Or at least that's the way their stories ended. You know, I guess it's stories like that that make little girls dream of the day when they'll get married to some Prince Charming so that the two of them will live happily ever after. Just by reading the stories, you'd think that Sleeping Beauty and her handsome prince got married and never had a conflict. You'd suppose that even though they never got ready for marriage, I mean, after all, he just, you know, happened by, kissed her awake, and swept her away into Never Never Land, you'd think that even though they didn't get ready for the marriage, they didn't need to. That's because when two people love each other, there's nothing that can go wrong, you know? Want to bet? You know, it seems the only thing some people prepare for is the wedding and not the marriage. Yet our divorce statistics show that there are too many married couples not living happily ever after, but believing they will be happy ever only after the divorce. And I think there are more and more of us asking, what happened? Why didn't my marriage live up to those things we expected it to be? Things like happiness and fulfillment, contentment. Can marriage answer our deepest needs? Can it? I think it can, but I'm convinced a successful marriage never comes accidentally. It comes only when two people are prepared for it. There's no such thing, really, as a real Prince Charming sweeping away a real Sleeping Beauty and both of them falling into a happily ever after. I know lots of lonely people, lonely because they got a divorce, who forgot how lonely they had been before they got married. And now they'd trade a lot of the problems they had in marriage for their newfound loneliness. Did you know that God doesn't want you to be lonely? That's why God made man and woman. It was God who came to that first man and told him, it's not good that you should be alone. And it was then that God said, I will make man a helper fit for him. In other words, God was saying, I will provide a partner for you. That's what marriage is, a partnership. God didn't create someone to work as a man's slave. On the other hand, God didn't give a man someone to dominate him either. It's an equal partnership. Without a wife, that first man, Adam, was lonely. That first man was lonely because he didn't have a wife. Now, notice something. I didn't say he was lonely because he didn't have a woman. There are a lot of us men who think that as long as they have a woman, any woman, they won't be lonely. That's why some skip from one woman to the other. But they're still lonely. Down deep inside, they're lonely. There's something about permanency and faithfulness that makes a man, that makes a woman, full and complete and satisfied and certainly loved. You know, marriage is like going into business. It's a partnership. And two people going into business together who don't prepare for it are two people who will more than likely see their business bankrupt. I know a lot of marriages that are bankrupt simply because the two people involved were not willing to be partners, permanent partners, in their most important, most intimate of all relationships. A lot of people think the only reason two people ought to get married is to raise children. I saw a woman on television not long ago who said she would get married, but only for the reason of getting some help in raising her children. Listen, marriage was made for two people to enjoy being partners with each other. When one tries, though, and the other one doesn't, it'll fail. It takes both of them wanting to be each other's partner. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Maybe that's where you're struggling right now. You're married, but it's not polished. Your marriage isn't polished. Maybe you'd like to have these suggestions. This is free. Let me send it to you. It's called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. It's yours for the asking. If you'll simply write me for it and ask for it. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.